Hello,
we're reading selected excerpts from our sources in the topic of From the Bottom of the Ladder to Eternal Dvikut. You can ask questions on Cop TV, and selected questions will be asked here.
The topic is the most important one. How do we climb to the degree of Lishma, where all the spiritual degrees, the entire ladder, is based on that? On how do we more and more acquire the force of Lishma, the force of faith, the force of Bina, the force of bestowal, atop the force of reception, upon the force of reception, the will to receive, that all the time, according to our ability, the Creator awakens in us with upper light, advances us this way by awakening the darkness, and that above the darkness we have to hold on to the light of faith, chasadim, bestowal. This is how we go, in faith above reason, that what we acquire within reason becomes the degree upon which we build faith. We have acquired faith above reason. This faith becomes the new reason. And once again, we have to rise to a greater faith upon the previous reason. And this is how it is every time, where the attainment of the new degree of bestowal of faith later becomes the new degree of reception, of reason, and again and again we're demanded to ascend. And this is how we ascend. And with the ascents, we already talked about it. How do we do it? That we pay no attention to what we feel inside our will to receive, meaning that we feel darkness in it for sure, helplessness, the desire to receive, despair, everything that's related or that belongs to the will to receive. But despite that, and to the contrary, we behave as though we are in bestowal, in bina, in faith, in connection, despite that alongside with this we feel what we're experiencing, only that they have eyes but see not. This is how we have to work on both degrees. It's not that the one cancels the other. No. I know exactly and my, with a healthy mind, where am I, that I'm in the will to receive, that I don't want to be connected with anyone, I don't want to bestow to anyone, I don't care about all of these conditions that the wisdom of Kabbalah sets before me, that it recommends me to do, and nothing of the sort. This is what I feel in my will to receive. And I'm aware of it. I look at these things with wide open eyes. I don't shut them, and I don't go as if I'm not in that. I'm with both feet on the ground, really, because the judge has only what his eyes see, and along with it, I stick my head above the clouds, meaning I depict the spiritual degree to myself as if the upper light came and fulfilled me and gives me the force of bestowal, the force of connection, adhesion with the group, and in the group with the Creator. And this is the new degree, the second degree, that doesn't cancel the first one, only that I'm in both of these degrees, and there's no collision between them. This separately, and the other one too. And by forming, shaping this degree, I actually formed the faith above reason. There is reason, and above it, faith. Malchut, and above it, Bina. And this is how I live, all the time. And my states, they change when I succeed in being in faith above reason, so much so that I do enough exertion there, I reach the necessary quantity of exertion, and the necessary measure of exertion, and I feel that the state is changing, that what previously was on the degree of emuna, faith, it's gradually becoming that reason. And I need a new faith, new bestowal, a higher degree. This is how I climb the different degrees. That which was faith becomes reason. Bina transfers its power to the Malchut. The Malchut goes and grows, and upon it I rise, climb to the new degree of Bina. And this is how I climb more and more every time. This is actually the secret of the spiritual ascent. The main thing for us is, what's hard for us is that we have to hold on to these two degrees together, Malchut and Bina. And for the one not to annul the other, for us not to be like little children that can be only in one state, but we're in both states, with our feet on the ground in this world, our head in the clouds in the next world. And for this we need many exercises, and we have to try, because the entire ladder of degrees till Gmar Tikkun, this is how all the ascents there are. The quicker we'll be able to actualize them, carry them out, this being especially through helping each other. Then accordingly, we will succeed. And this state that's close to us. And here, what's really important is the support of the group and each and every one. Your fate depends only on your perception of this principle, of you grasping this principle. And all the different quotes here, excerpts, and the following passages from helplessness to crying to the Creator, it is all directed at that. How to climb from the degree of knowing to the degree of faith. Pay attention, because this is the principle on which our entire ascent to the attainment of the soul is.
Number 63 from Rabash Bet. When should one use pride in the work? When a person engages in Torah mitzvot, this is the time to be in wholeness. as though the Creator has brought him close to be among the king's servants. However, one must not lie to oneself and say that he feels that he is serving the king when he does not feel this way. Therefore, how can he be grateful to the Creator for drawing him near if he does not feel it? Instead, at that time a person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love, and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still, he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well.
Shilot.
Questions. Read it again, please.
When a person engages in Torah and Mitzvot, this is the time to be in wholeness, as though the Creator has brought him close to be among the king's servants.
As if the Creator has brought him closer to be among the king's servants. As though, that's the correct word.
However, one must not lie to oneself and say that he feels that he is serving the king when he does not feel this way.
In faith above reason, we don't lie to ourselves. We know that this is how we depict, envision the next degree to ourselves, like a child that's playing, being a grown-up, that kids, for them it's something else. For them, the play is the truth. For us it isn't. We are with both feet on the ground, within reason, with everything that exists in this world. And alongside with this, we want to be on the degree of adhesion with the Creator, as if we have already attained Him.
Therefore, how can one be grateful to the Creator for drawing him near if he does not feel it? Instead, at that time, a person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love, and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot. And is also
as if in a game, as if playing.
And also, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still he has some grip on spirituality.
At least in playing, that he imagines to himself that, he can imagine this to himself, that as if he's in spirituality and bestowal and love.
At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on a track that leads to the king's palace.
Because by these efforts, he draws the reforming light.
It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well.
Questions? Yes.
In what is it expressed that he imagines to himself that he's in the next degree,
that he's trying, that he's imagining to himself the next degree of bestowal. And it's very important to him that the state that he imagines to himself, the spiritual state, for it to live in him, alongside with building it entirely and above reason, meaning that he has the reason. He has reason, as it says that a judge has only what his eyes see, and he builds the spiritual perception, the spiritual feeling, his spiritual behavior, as though he is already above corporeality in the qualities of bestowal.
That means that he actually overcomes what he feels and he tries to be in a state that he doesn't feel yet.
Right. He doesn't feel spirituality, but he imagines to himself as though he's already in it.
And how is it expressed in my work?
In your inner work, that you accept the group and everything else that's going on here as though everyone's in spirituality and you together with them.
Okay, let's say I'm trying to do it and I still find myself in those moments.
No, it's not that you catch yourself, but it's that alongside with it, you completely understand that you're in the will to receive, within your ego, also in your calculations.
So I understand I'm not there.
You're like too leveled. This is why it's called faith above reason. Bina above the malchut.
So you constantly build a gap. You build a gap between what you have and your desired state.
Yeah. And you're in both of them all the time. It's not war. This is simply how you live. Yeah?
Two questions off, please. What is my prayer if I'm working in faith above reason? What should I ask for the friends?
When I'm in faith above reason, my prayer is to all the time be on the degree of faith and for it to spread and fill my reason, so that I'll be in it with my reason. Meaning that Bina will come down to Malchut. This is what I want. For it to really be in all my desires and thoughts.
That's also the second question, that if I am in an ascent and I see that everybody are connected, how do I build the degree of faith above reason?
We'll talk about what are ascents and descents. Then ascents and descents are that you're connected with Bina, and the descent is that you're connected with Malchut. Again, you live in between these two degrees. If you're in ascent, then you're as if entirely in descent. That you want for your Malchut to reach the degree of Bina and to all the time be like Bina. This happens, and then you have a descent. That the same intensity that you had in the Bina enters the Malchut, and the Malchut gets an Oviut, a greater Oviut from it. And so, from the higher degree, you get an addition to the Malchut, and the Malchut becomes heavier. But because it's heavier, you can reach a higher degree of Bina. a stronger degree.
Do you have to wait?
You don't have to wait. Don't wait for any state. Work all the time.
Okay, so maybe I'm not innocent, but I see that everybody's connected. So, what do I do?
Not only they, but in general. Everything that happens in the group, you see it as whole and complete. You are among angels. They're all connected, and you're with them together, and all of you are together asking the Creator only for a sense.
That's what I see.
Excellent.
So now I want to build another faith above reason.
That you turn to the Creator and ask, that's enough already. All the rest will come.
What? I didn't get it.
If you see that everyone's complete and that you turn to the Creator together with them, that's it. There's no more to it. All the rest will come from above.
Thank you.
Then you're already the public messenger.
So faith above reason, in my eyes, faith above reason and attainment is two opposite things.
Sure. Nice, good, true. Faith above reason. In faith above reason, I don't demand attainment. Attainment is in Malchut. Faith is in Bina. I don't want attainment. I'm not demanding the attainment. I want to be in faith. As it says, they have eyes but see not. I don't want to see. Because my eyes, they're corporeal. I want to see in the light of faith, in the Ol Chozer. Good, nice.
Rav, we're touching a point here which is like, and I'm trying to understand. Above reason is clear, but also see in reason that I'm not there. And I'm trying to ask about the work in the 10 that in the little things, somebody was late, somebody was, when we're mad at each other, there's faith above reason that is supposedly imagination, and in the corporeal world,
faith above reason is not imagination, that's actually the truth, because we're in a corrected world, the corrected world, and the end of correction, and all the degrees from the end of correction and down, they're corrupted in our ego, and therefore we see them. Our world is actually called the imaginary world, and the world of bestowal is the true, the real world.
Yeah, I didn't express myself correctly. I wanted to say, usually about me, when I think connection, it projects on the actions. I forgive more, I forgive less. I'm trying to ask in the way our daily behavior, is that true? Is that correct? Like if an officer writes a report, so a policeman, it's his job, it doesn't mean that he doesn't want connection. I'm trying to bring it down to our work here, that to have a sensation.
No. No, in the meantime, that's forbidden to do. You're only going to get confused. Enough of your own confusions. Police officer, other things, no. Forbidden. Not at all. Only within the framework of the group do we want to depict this state within reason and above reason. Besides the group, there is nothing. Wilderness. That's it. We're in the desert. Yes, Moshe.
So understand that spirituality is above reason on one hand. On the other hand, it's written everywhere that you have to attain the Creator.
The attainment will come when Bina and Malchut will connect to the measure to which they connect, to the extent to which Malchut rises to the Bina, and the Bina leaves its qualities in the Malchut. From this, the attainment comes.
So if I understand correctly and I work above reason, so I attain in Malchut.
then you attain the Creator.
Because it's allowed, it's above the Tzimtzum.
If you have risen to the next degree, the previous one is already within reason, and within reason you attain the Creator. Somewhat. And again, you rise above reason.
So, Creator is attained in reason, not above reason. Above reason is just a condition.
This you have to feel. We never attain the Creator in the will to receive. The will to receive is intended only in order for us to build upon it the will to bestow, a will to bestow of our own. And in this will to bestow, we attain the Creator. We're lacking words here. There's still no feeling behind them.
You said the attainment in Malchut, so it's not in the will to receive?
I'd be interested for you to ask me how to realize something right now, and not about how or where from we'll later receive the revelation. This is an egoistic direction that will only fail us. Think about how to rise to the degree of Bina above the Malchut. This is the only thing that we're thinking about right now.
How does a person behave from day to day in the group when he's in those 2 degrees?
In love of friends.
Okay, and what does it mean that I'm alone outside the framework? If I'm in work,
I don't exist outside of the framework of the group.
How do I behave with myself when I'm alone? What does it mean to be in faith above reason?
I'm not alone. I'm not on my own. I'm always in the group. Next. Yes, Dudi? These are correct questions, to the point.
How can we make sure we're doing the exercises Rav gives us every day? It becomes more and more difficult.
Not to realize them, but to all the time be actually in one exercise, that we are as if in the revelation of the Creator, as if in the upper world, as if everything's corrected. But it's clear to us that it's make-believe, that it's the second degree. And in the first degree, they have eyes but see not.
Owen.
Rob, yesterday during the Zohar lesson, you reviewed this feast about reason so expensively. Yeah. And my question, you said the feast of reason in our stage is a bestow for the bestow. I don't understand this. Why? Why feast of reason not reception in order to bestow?
It's 2 degrees and faith above reason. There are many degrees in bestowing in order to bestow, and there are later on more degrees in receiving in order to bestow. Receiving in order to bestow, we're not even talking about it yet. It's very, very exalted, high. It's working opposite. We are now speaking how to connect ourselves, to glue ourselves to the degree of Bina.
So the end of question we are talking about is actually the entry point of a reception of a reception in order to bestow.
End of correction, Gmar Tikkun, we don't even know what that is. I'm not even I understand you want to kind of depict it to yourself, but let's know what above reason means. On the way, we still have to understand what lo lishma means, and then what lishma is. And lishma and bestowing in order to bestow, and lishma and not getting a reward and receiving in order to bestow. There are many, many degrees before us until Gmar Tikkun. That what is Gmar Tikkun? I don't know. It's something that I can't see before me now, states that will be in due time, because we understand that on every degree we change. It's like we're reborn. That's why the best is to think of something realistic, something actual. So now what's actual for me is to integrate in the degree of Bina, not to let go of Malchut, to know what the connection between Bina and Malchut is, meaning faith and reason, how I raise myself to greater faith, how does it affect my reason more, how does my will to receive grow by the force of Emunah, of faith that I acquired. How the emunah, the binah, it like blows up the will to receive, and then I rise, and so on. I need that mechanics. I need to understand that now. The rest isn't realistic for us. I don't even have a brain that works according to this. Okay? So let's concentrate on this. What? Tbilisi.
Good morning, Rav. You said that at the same time we have to exist in both of these states, both of these degrees, and there's a feeling that there's something missing between these two degrees, some kind of an expert point, some kind of a foundation on which you can stand. What is it? Is this the masach? How can you acquire this degree?
No, I don't want to speak about the masach, about the tzimtzum, the restrictions, not anything we haven't acquired yet. Not something that is in our feelings, in our powers to do it. Because it's just saying words. I'm being brief about our words, what we're speaking. There's a group. Us, heirs. Let's say like you now, you what, 6-7 people. That's enough. 7 people is enough. Now what we do is, we want to determine that the relationships between us, when each one relates to the others, as if we are corrected. That's it. Each one depicts it according to what he reads, what he hears, and in this way relates to the group. From this, we build the degree of emuna, faith, bestowal, above all problems, are the collisions that we will discover between us. And we will go with the two, and each time love will cover our crimes. In this way, we will build the degree of faith above reason. That's it. Try and do it. That is an actual deed that is before you. You must. Without building this degree of faith above reason, there is nowhere to go to. But it is actually here in hand reach. And if we use this vessel, the faith above reason, that is a principle that according or with it, we reach all the way to Gmar Tikkun. There is no other principle, only faith above reason, because all the corrections, they are all attained only in the force of bestowal above reception. Let's start with Grandpa.
Rav, we talk about faith above reason. We're talking about faith above reason, and we're working with the heart, actually. The heart is our will to receive. When we work above reason as if our will to receive isn't integrated in that?
Yeah, and above it, we're building a degree of bestowal upon the degree of reception.
And how can we do it if we can't disconnect from the desire to receive as if, even though that we're thinking about bestowal? How can we disconnect from it completely?
We don't need to. Where did you hear such a thing from me?
No, that's it. I didn't, but I'm trying to form...
Don't try. Try and listen to what I'm saying. We are on 2 degrees. 2. Also in reason, and also in faith above reason, into, and we are building those 2 places in us, Bina and Malchut. And all actions in spirituality are all between Bina and Malchut, and Malchut and Bina.
So all my thoughts, as if in direction of spirituality, they're supported, regardless whether they're correct or not, because every person can imagine different things.
I don't understand you. What you see in your eyes is called that I am seeing in my desire. The eyes are my desire. What I see, somebody else sees something else. What I see in my desire, that's my eyes, and that's my reason. My reason, as we say. That's my reason, my opinion. That's what I think, that's what I see, that's what I understand. Above it, I am looking in the eyes of Gemar Tikkun. What I think it is, that's from my corrected state. That's it. The corrected state that we are all connected, we're all in love, we're all supposedly in attainment, we all understand, we all feel, and in this way, we exist. I exist on those 2 degrees. In reason and in faith above reason. And constantly increase the faith above reason. But I don't disconnect from the reason.
Thank you.
The main thing is to grab onto the state. Then we'll keep talking about how to work with it. There's a lot of questions, a lot of states, but it's already a spiritual action that if we implement it, it will take us up to the first degree. Yes.
In the passage we read, it says that a person's happy for being brought closer to the king's palace.
Yeah.
But that he mustn't lie to himself and think that he is one of the king's servants.
Yeah.
Which means that
in reason, obviously he doesn't serve the king, but above reason, by performing even this imagination, and even just in me, not in practice, just in me in potential, I'm already serving the king.
So the recognition or acknowledgement of the lie.
Wait, what lie?
That it's. That he only needs to...
What's the difference between you imagining something in your eyes and saying it's true, and that Kabbalists tell you that you're in a lie and what they're saying is true? Why are you saying that what I'm feeling now, that's true? It's true towards you, the corrupted you. It's like you see it on others. Let's say somebody doesn't understand and mistakes, and he says, no, this is truth. So accept all these things in a relative way.
What I want to say is that
the world around you is completely corrected. Gmar Tikkun, end of corrections. That's what you want to say. Everything is in Gmar Tikkun. And you constantly want to belong to it, even though you're still blind and in your lie.
So what's the significance? What comes first? To know that it's all a lie? To hold on to it?
Not to hold on. I am determining my state according to my what I have in my heart. I see this world. That obviously I see it in my corrupted way according to my corrupted qualities. That's called the world, the false world, because it keeps changing according to my qualities. How many times do we change during our life? And except for that, there's the world of truth. You know, a person who dies, they say he went to the world of truth. What does that mean? That there's no will to receive there, that it's all complete bestowal. So I, except for this, want to belong to the world of truth. That's it. Bestow as much as possible to bestow to the group, the friends, and through them to the Creator. Yes, Ephraim.
So, Rav, in order to understand the practical form of the work, meaning to depict this corrected state, that my friends, my ten, they're simply the Creator, and everything...
No, and to be in it and behave with them in this, and show them that that's how you see the group in the world.
Right, and whatever stands in the way of that, to simply step on it.
No, not to step on it. I accept it, what I see in my eyes, that everything seems like this and like that and like this and like that, but I behave above it.
When I say to step on something, I mean not to be carried away by it.
Into my spiritual life.
Yeah, for these things not to occupy my heart and mind, but I mean I'm in a constant struggle.
In your spiritual life, in your group, in your studies, and everything that's happening that belongs to the group and to Bnei Baruch, you are constantly in the degree of Bina.
Obviously. But there's always this bastard that pops up trying to drive you crazy.
You overcome it.
But this is actually the form of work that I, the inner form of work that I have to become accustomed to.
You overcome above it. That is, you grab him, you hit him in the head, you raise yourself on his back with your and you stand on his head and reach Bina.
So to rise above it, that means to simply start disregarding it.
To ignore him? No, to ignore him is that you don't want to see him. I'm saying no. You have to work upon him. That's called faith above reason.
So if I'll start dealing with him, I'll start dealing with it.
You engage with him in order to acquire the degree of Bina. You're always going to have to engage with Malchut and above it, build Bina.
Meaning to create this struggle inside of me?
It doesn't have to be a struggle. You don't have to be in the struggle. You don't run away. You just have to build the degree of Bina. You try, and then we'll talk.
It's like scales. I have to put something positive on the one side for it to tilt in that direction.
Upon everything the world to receive is depicting to you, between the group and the friends, you try to build above it in your will to bestow in the corrected group, the friends, the great, and everything.
Okay, I'll try.
We've been speaking about this for years. Yeah.
Nir from Modin is asking, in the 10, to imagine the Malchut, that's the second more or less understand, but what does it mean to imagine my Bina?
Quality of bestowal and love. Those are the quality of faith.
What's the difference between faith every time that you rise above reason?
We don't know yet, but later we'll see what colors it gets.
Igor from Kiev is asking, how not to be satisfied with reason, but to immediately aspire for more, to be above it?
It's dynamic, endless work. That every moment that you build some depiction of faith above reason, right away it's erased. It vaporizes. In something it gets ruined, it gets distant, and again you need to work on it and invite it as if you constantly have to correct your focus. Your pixels, you have to... What? Yeah, to focus the image.
What's the attitude towards that which remains beneath reason?
Below reason is the degree of a klipa. There's below reason, in reason, and above reason. So below reason is the degree of the klipa. It's people that receive spirituality without working, without proof, but just could be they were taught from birth about a way to work it. That's called below reason, without any criticism. That's called below reason. They have no reason. Because his reason is criticized above reason, so that's called below reason.
I think the question was, what's your attitude towards what remains below reason?
I rise above reason to Bina, and the reason remains, and afterwards that reason changes by the degree of Bina which I have ascended to, and that degree of Bina, it increases my reason, it becomes bigger.
And my attitude toward that?
That I have to rise upon a greater reason to a greater Bina. The drawing from yesterday, where do I find it? Never mind.
What do you need the state of faith above reason for? What does it give me?
That's a workshop question. When I don't know the answer, I ask you, why do we need faith above reason? Why is attaining the Creator? Why is all the spiritual ascent only under this rule of raising in faith above reason? Please. Come on.
Why is the entire attainment of the Creator above reason? One of the reasons is that within reason I have no substance. I have nothing to form spirituality with. Within reason, there's already the Creator. And
because spirituality is exactly that. It's the state which is above the... It's the state of the connection between us.
in order to be in a state in which there's the gap, in which I'll be able to see the will to receive in order to receive, and to know where to come out from it, and to want to adhere to the rule of the Creator.
Yeah, it's like above reason, it's my life is built from like this Lego, and I have to take everything apart and build it again by this mind they don't understand yet, a new perception.
That's really an interesting question. Yesterday I thought about it. Why is it this way, really? And what I understand is that because of the freedom of choice, because or spirituality within reason, and I'd attain it all the time, then I'd have no choice here. Then, okay, I would have been adhered with the Creator. But here you have choice. And you can do something yourself.
Yeah, this exertion, these efforts, is the freedom of choice where a person can be supposedly above the complete control of the Creator. He tries on his behalf to give contentment to come closer to the Creator.
The freedom of choice and independence exists only if I have two options. What exists in me for sure compared with that which I can choose or draw or invite or build.
It's like building the same state that we're inviting is above our reason. It's in this world, and above reason is spirituality.
Maybe it's also possible to see this as a method, and to go above reason as a method of how to reach a state of dvikut with the Creator from the current state, which is dvikut to myself.
That from this process that we're building this new reason, this above reason, by this I acquire their qualities. By this I'm in my freedom of choice, inviting this new reason.
This is something that we're practically doing here in the 10, all the time looking for where the friends are, for where they're connected. This is where the above reason is.
That's a true exertion. There's no autopilot here. You always have to check. And for this, we need one another to have some support. Otherwise, we constantly run from this.
Moving on to excerpt number 64. Rabash, when should one use pride in the work? A person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the assents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do, as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer. It is, as Bala Sulam said, that when a person is happy, when he feels that he is privileged, that he has some grip on spirituality, that person is called blessed. And the blessed clings to the blessed.
Why do we call an addition of an egoistic desire a descent? Actually, it's an ascent. The Creator is raising us. Just we need to determine towards this new state, to determine our attitude towards it, the correct attitude, how to use this addition of a desire. But actually, it's an ascent on the mountain of the King. Right? No? No, you're not all understanding or agreeing. Please speak about it. Why is an addition of a desire that we receive egoistic, corrupted? It's actually an ascent. Please.
אפשר לפרש את זה כעלייה רק אם אנחנו...
We can explain it as an ascent only if...
מצד שני זה יכול להתפרש כלא עלייה אלא כן...
We see it that way. I mean, it's like you're trying to climb and you fall back and again, meaning you're not changing the degrees that you're in, but you all the time only...
Maybe it's our potential. Maybe this moment, the addition isn't caught in ascent. But the addition shows that there's an opportunity to ascend.
Yeah, maybe ascent and descent is it under the control of faith? The above reason, who's in control of it? Once you get additional control, then the faith above reason is relatively lower in revelation. It's not the one in control. What's in control is the desire to receive. And maybe this way it's called the descent, even though that if you look from afar, it's the good that does good. It's a part of the ascending process.
Yeah, because the addition of the desire, you're coming out of the balance of your reason. And then to compensate for it, you have to use the force of Bina. That's why it's an ascent.
Maybe also because it's the next degree. The next degree is already an ascent, and we need to do work in order to ascend to it. So that's how it's every time. Ascend, 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 ascend.
It sounds to me more like an invitation for an ascent. The question is how to realize this increasing of a desire. Maybe I won't implement it and it won't be an ascend.
From this I understand now that actually everything's really relative. That we don't really understand what ascends, descends are. The mind depicts schematic stuff, but it's incorrect. It's not really an ascent anywhere, a descent anywhere. It's an effort, maybe like...
Rav, if we measure towards coming closer to the Creator, so what state is an ascent and what state is a descent?
אם אנחנו מודדים את זה כלפי התקרבות לבורא, עלייה זה...
If we measure this with respect to coming closer to the Creator, then ascent is maybe coming closer. And the descent is moving away, coming closer to myself.
כן, אולי זה...
Maybe it's the extent that a person needs the Creator, that he flows, that he goes with him.
Making the effort to be in adhesion and to really act like the Bina, the Creator, wants us to now.
Yeah, and the point that a person feels that he's far from the Creator, that he's moved away, then the ascent begins.
Yeah, when you have the opportunity to do something toward the Creator, toward connection, toward the friends, this is the examination, whether you're coming closer or moving away.
If it's towards coming closer to the Creator, so the addition of an ego is an ascent, because still he adds, like somebody doesn't have an ego, he's the farthest away.
So perhaps a descent is whether you participate or not in the process.
Or maybe an ascent
is a maximal state of the desirable thing as far as I'm concerned, or that the ascent is a process from above down. When I start rising in the degrees, it's a process of ascent. Either the ascent is a peak that, or it's the goal of what we're doing.
Also, from working in the tens, then perhaps an ascent is when a person feels responsible for the spirituality of the rest of the kli, for everyone else.
An ascent is a process. It starts from a place where you feel distant, and then from that point of addition of desire, where from that point the Creator actually helps us advance onwards. Rav, from what state is the Creator closest to the Creator? Is a friend, a person closest to the Creator?
In a state of descent, he longs, he himself yearns for it, he makes an effort, then he comes closer.
When he has the most monstrous ego and he's trying to make as if he's in, I don't know.
In what state a person is closest to the Creator? Well, perhaps when he longs for him from this low place, when he feels a need for him, not necessarily to resemble him, but he feels opposite from him and he longs, he yearns for him.
Probably he, in the lowest, most opposite, distant state.
Or in a state where I see you as great people, and I feel confidence from you, and I do get an opportunity to connect everything to the Creator. The Creator creates the ultimate environment for me just to cleave on and just to connect everything, every moment, to Him.
Yeah, when I feel a gap between me and the friends, and then I need the help for the Creator to help him, then we get there.
Again, excerpt number 64. A person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself he is rewarded with greater nearing. Meaning that a person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer. It is as Baal HaSulam said, that when a person is happy, when he feels that he is privileged, that he has some grip on spirituality, that person is called blessed. And the blessed clings to the blessed.
How do we constantly keep ourselves in a state in which the Creator is caring for us permanently and is giving us every given moment the best possible purposeful states for advancement? How do we maintain ourselves that way? Where no matter what's happening to me, I'm not looking exactly at what I'm going through, but first hold myself that this is the Creator gave me this in order to advance me optimally. Please.
The calculation here should be not with myself, but with the Creator, with His created beings, not with me. This is how I measure things.
We need to live as a group, feel as a group, and relate to all these concepts within, in general, where the society will change all these concepts for me of ascent, descent, what's more important, what's less, to live in a group.
Yeah, there has to be here a friendly element here, a supportive element, because naturally it seems to me that a person will always want to escape. It's a systematic matter. He's been thrown out of.
Yeah, hold on to what the Creator, holding on to what the Creator gives you optimally is to hold on to the 10. Because that's the system that, in its structure, is similar to that upper force. And if a person adheres to it, then he's certainly receiving everything that the Creator gives him optimally, no matter how he feels it.
I would add two things. One is the realization of advices during the day, let's say, writing in the diary, this is something that has a great effect on me and brings me back to focus. Second thing is to be an effort in mutual guarantee between us. How I relate to you, how I act before you, how I behave, how I feel, to save every friend, to connect the situation to there's none else besides him. And out of this effort, I also examine myself and my state, and it brings me back to the right thought. But a tendency should be to be responsible for you.
How do you hold on to a state where the Creator constantly takes you out of balance, and coming out of balance is from the will to receive, and then you all of a sudden are reminded that there's a thing called friends and what's happening with them, and really all the work is how to inflate those states.
Basically, what's holding it together is the force of Arvut. So I need to constantly give Arvut and to be in it. Then automatically I'm in it myself.
Again, bring it back to there's no one besides him who stabilizes all states, and just hold on to that direction, and that's what we need to bestow to each other, so it will be in our reality constantly. There's none else besides him, good that does good, that's the truth. All the rest is some lie that we don't identify. Rav, if we constantly maintain ourselves as being under the care of the Creator optimally, it's considered that we are with you in permanent adhesion, permanent dvikut. And we don't need anything else. Yes? please. Huh? You need to confirm.
It is definitely so. If we're constantly feel or see that we're being taken care of by the Creator towards advancing towards the purpose of creation, so what else can we want? What else can we ask for? So yeah, that can be called dvekut, adhesion.
Actually, the fact that we're holding on to this means that we're also justifying him and that we're adhered to the friends. Yes, it includes within all the work.
And by connecting the Creator to each and everything, this is something I've heard for the first time on Saturday, the matter of adhesion, the tendency of the heart in every decision, in every state. If I want to be in bestow because this is what the Creator wants, and out of calculation together with the Creator, then this is true adhesion.
Yeah, you need to constantly remind myself that this whole mirror of life is actually the Creator who is awakening me from some slumber at any given moment. And you're doing that throughout the day with the exercises, with the diary, with the earbud, with all the exercises we do to put this mechanism inwards.
Yeah, and then what do I care what states I'm going through? Ascends, descends, as long as it comes from the Creator, and we work with Him. So what difference that does it make what I feel?
And we need the friends to help one another to stabilize this state, because really this is the real dvikut of ascent, descent, are all in order to come closer to Him. There's none else besides Him.
Perhaps also a result of determining what I feel also changes.
If what I feel changes every moment, then this is actually each time I'm getting a new state to adhere to the Creator, to see from every new state I received why this is the ideal optimal state for rising even more above reason or to maintain above reason.
Gathering all these states, it feels that it gives you a state of concern for the friends. You start building in you this constant care for them out of caring for them and requesting from the Creator.
It's amazing how He's educating us to care outside of us, which is basically the goal in the end, for us to be concerned with something outside of us. Rav, why, if I'm concerned for the group, I will never fall from my state? Why, if I am concerned with the group, every descent will only add for me the force of adhesion?
Probably these are these human laws. I don't know exactly, but if I want to explain something to someone, care for him, to benefit him, I always have to raise myself into a place where I can do it, as if I have something with which I can benefit him. So again, it is all relationship. So the moment I'm bestowing, I'm in a state where I can do this.
Yes. I don't have the words, but if a person cares for the group, even by distancing him, it only seems to him that he's distanced. And it's like a rubber band when you stretch it, it seems like it comes tighter back. So if he's distant from the group, it's like an invitation how to come closer, even closer.
And the concern for the group is that tool with which I can return in a more stronger way. Because there's the 10, which I invest to, and this is how I can measure my present state out of exiting into the direction of the friends.
Because what is concern for the group? You're constantly wanting the Creator to help you care for them, protect them, care for them. Otherwise, what address do you have to the Creator for?
Except number 65, Rabash 2. What is the prohibition to greet before blessing the Creator in the work? A person must walk on the right line, regarded as wholeness, and pray to the Creator and thank Him, even if he does not find within him anything that desires spirituality. But accordingly, how can he thank the Creator and say that the Creator hears what he says to him, which is the meaning of attributing the work to the Creator, and he accepts his work regardless of how the work seems? However, if he relates only to the Creator and says, I'm turning to the Creator and I believe that he can answer my wishes, by this a person becomes happy and feels superior. That is, the rest of the people have no connection to spirituality, and he believes that the Creator has given him a feeling that he has no spirituality in whatever way. But the fact that he has an interest in thinking about spirituality, it makes no difference if he has or hasn't, or that he is now in utter lowliness, meaning that he sees that now he has no desire to ascend in degree and emerge from the lowliness. But he thanks the Creator, because at least he is thinking about spirituality, while the rest of the people do not have any thoughts of spirituality. If he can thank the Creator, it gives him joy. And from lo lishma, not for her sake, he comes to lishma, for her sake.
Meaning a person has nothing, he knows it, and it's not that he's just sufficing with little. He wants more. But on one hand, that, and on the other hand, all that's in him, the Creator places there. Therefore, he is concerned only with caring for the Creator from the state that he's in. He doesn't have anything, that's also good. He won't have anything, that's also good. It doesn't matter what he will have. He's not thinking about that, even better. Meaning only the state of adherence, annulment, to be as a drop of semen inside the womb, not even a fetus or small or anything. If he has such a point of contact, he is complete. He's in perfection. And he's in Lishma. So that's what we need to maintain in a permanent way, that it's no less than that. If a person is constantly concerned with that point, that's considered not coming out from under the authority of sanctity. So from that point, everything that comes will come. He's not concerned with what will come, because that would be concerned for himself again. Therefore, he only cares for the point of adhesion upon all the states the Creator brings him. Simple work, easy work, which any person can do. How will we arrange ourselves in order to go through this point every given time and during the day? Let's imagine it, let's depict it, and how we will care for it in order to strengthen each his friends to be in that point of permanent adhesion. Please.
We said during the preparation today that the main thing is to support each other, that we constantly care for the ten, for the group. And this is how we should be throughout the day, to always remember that state.
We have to not disconnect from one another, to maintain that connection and in the activities also, not just in thoughts. And all these councils need to be carried out truly.
It's interesting. If I'm in a state where I demand nothing, need nothing, so which kind of support do I need?
It seems to me like the support needs to be, like Rav described it, to be in that, in that point of adhesion constantly, and we need some, for a person to be in it, he really needs to feel like a backing. No matter what state he's going through, it's seemingly like a certain maturity. He says, yeah, okay, this is the state the Creator is arranging for me, what do I care? I'm continuing to work above that.
And also the importance of the connection between us is specifically because I do not feel, because we don't need to feel. We need to reach a state where we still walk together, long for bestowal, long for adhesion, and even more so. We have to be in great gratitude that in the excerpt that at least we're thinking about spirituality. We're in this process, unlike the rest of humanity who's not there. And this is a great gratitude that we can hold on to in order to get that fuel to strengthen the connection between us even more.
And it turns out like you're driving a car and the steering wheel is straight to the Creator always. And no matter if you go right, left, you have to always bring it straight back to the middle towards the Creator.
As Itai said, to try and constantly implement our assignments that we're given, to always try and be in it. Even if we don't succeed, we should try again and again and again, not to give up on it. This is what helps us. This is what holds us together throughout the day.
Maybe add an exercise, because the diary seems to me like it's too alone. We need something more mutual, more shared. That kind of came up to me.
I've been thinking, actually, I don't need support. I need the friends in order to care for them, because the moment I will care for them, as we said before, I'm in a state that I have, that I bestow, supposedly. And this way, I will have the strength, because if I give strength, then naturally I will be in it.
That's definitely... Rav, what is the summary? What's the conclusion? How do we maintain our day in that pinpoint adhesion to the Creator? Where no matter what we receive, it's from Him, and it's enough for me to be in dvikut to Him. Above my will to receive, which I feel. What's happening to me, what's passing through him, that's not important to me. It's important to me that I received it from the Creator. That defines that I happy and joyous. And not that my will to receive is suffering. Okay? Is that clear? What not?
How can it be understood that I'm happy and joyful that I receive from the Creator? I look at my neighbor, he receives more, he has easier, better life. Why the Creator gives me less and I'm supposed to be happy about it?
He gave me zero, but it's him who gave it to me. That's why I'm happy, that I know that I received that zero from him. And the neighbor doesn't know. He received it in his beast. Therefore, he's eating from that same trough like his donkey is. And I received it from the hand of the Creator. Therefore, I'm happy.
Also blows.
The blows are not on me. It's upon my will to receive. I differentiate. If I don't differentiate myself to two, then I'm still a beast connected to its place.
Why do we have to hold on to the same state all day long?
Because the state is constantly changing, and you need to maintain it constantly, that you are connected to the Creator, that you are connected to the fact that you're receiving it from Him. And no matter what you receive, and will change in all kinds of ways, but it's enough. Well, you continue to be connected to Him. This is called permanent adhesion. It's an exercise for one day. Tomorrow you'll have another exercise. Tomorrow, from the morning till the evening, you'll start to receive more stimulated blows that are more meticulous blows, and this will strengthen you even more in the faith in the Creator, and you will rise above them.
I have to be joyful out of these exercises?
Of course in happiness. How could you be that you get into the Creator and you're not in happiness?
But when you fell on something and you see the desirable state and you want to be there, but...
That's not you. What do you mean that you failed? The Creator did that to you.
This is why everyone said that he's to blame?
Of course he's to blame for everything. Yes, it's he who's doing it. He's to blame because you're saying that he's to blame. It could be that you will bless him for that. A person needs to bless upon the good like he does for the bad. Same thing. We need to learn this. Enough already talking about this for years. We need to practically enter into this. What's with you, Emir?
Can you focus more about the difference between what the public say, thank God, not like thank God like people always say? There are people who are always cleave to the Creator.
I don't have any connection to such people, so I can't tell anything about that.
Not even such people. I'm talking about an ordinary person who's...
I have no connection to... I don't.
But what's the difference between that and
know.
Bless the Lord?
Because he was taught so. He was taught. He's accustomed to say so.
And he also taught us to say, thank the Lord.
Try.
I'm trying.
Well, try. In the evening, tell me how did it go when you said, thank God for everything. Because you'll have to say it from within your feeling, from a certain recognition, or at least some decision. And with them, there is no feeling, there's no recognition, there's no decision, but rather habit, which became second nature, meaning an acquired instinct.
But systematically...
As far as Baruch Hashem, blessed be the Lord, you'll hear that from someone else too. But in him, it comes out automatically, thank God. And with you, it's where you truly decide somehow that this comes from the Creator and you're blessing Him.
But systematically speaking, towards the system, what difference, where does it come from?
When you become the owner of this system, you'll see that there's a difference.
But in the excerpt we read, it says, it doesn't matter where it is, if it connects everything to the Creator, it's fine.
It doesn't matter what state he is in when the Creator is giving him. If he connects everything to the Creator, upon all those states, then he is in permanent adhesion.
So you mean to say that a person who says, thank God for all kind of hard things that he's done, going through, it doesn't connect it to the Creator?
No, he knows he has to say so. I really don't understand you, how much you don't have a read on the world, people, something, a little psychology, something. Well, what?
So we have two exercises then. One exercise. We have two exercises. One exercise is the thought about, is thought above reason, that a person, group, and the Creator are together in mutual bestowal, and he has to hold on to this above reason. And the moment, in the next moment, when a person falls from that thought, he is in the point of adhesion, which comes from the Creator.
That's too difficult for me. I'm already in the study of Ten Sefirot.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.